Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Well, you know who I am, America. My name's Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're going to be joined in just a moment by Paul Martin, and he's got some updated news on a lot of stuff going on. I got some things to add myself, and together we'll connect dots, and we'll tell you what's really happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by two great sponsors. PrepareWithDave.com. Absolutely love this group. Why? Storable food. Do you have 6 months? Then you're in danger. Do you have 2 years? No, you're unprepared. We can help you get there. We sell 2 and 4 week packets, 70% off, 25-year shelf life, great restaurant quality. Go to PrepareWithDave.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also brought to you by Health Masters. Listen to me carefully. Ruptured disc in my back. Surgery indicated. No surgery. Torn meniscus in my knee. Surgery indicated. No surgery. I now have a partially torn Achilles tendon. Told surgery possible. No surgery. Why? Because I go to Health Masters. Dr. Ted takes care of me. I go to him before I go to my doctor. Find out why. Go to healthmasters.com and use the coupon code for our audience only, CSS5. Well, this is going to be fireworks. Paul Martin never disappoints. He's here on the Newsmaker line at the Common Sense Show. Paul, welcome to the show, my friend. And we got a lot to unpack, so we better get started.
Hi, Dave. Good to be back.
That's always great to have you. Well, Paul, what's going on?
Well, just as an aside, I did a radio show out of Oregon Friday, and I got cut off 5 times in the radio show, so if we get cut off, don't be surprised. Anyway, a good friend of mine, short-term, customer at the store, and he's a former Special Forces, great guy, you love him. And we chit-chat a lot, and we just, he comes by and talks about current events, and the Special Forces, you know, they're kind of a closed loop. You know, they trust each other, and, you know, they know a lot of people around the country, and everybody compares notes, kind of like you and me and Quail, and so I was talking to him the other night. I said, well, you know, things aren't looking really good, and he said, well, from our side of the fence, he said, pretty much as everybody's convinced that we're going to wind up in a civil war. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He said, we've still got some guys active, you know, and a lot of these guys have security clearances. So that's something to look forward to. And I was talking to him. I said, you know anything about China? He went off on about a 30-minute tirade. These guys know where they are. They know how much land they own. You know, they know where they're pre-positioned around the country and stuff. And so I thought that was pretty interesting, Dave.
Well, that is very interesting. What did he have to say about China?
Well, he knew he was going off, rattling off of land parcels, you know, 600 acres here, 1,000 acres there, and mostly in the west, a little bit back east, but most of the land ownership that the Chinese have are in the western United States.
Is it tied to solar energy farms at all?
He didn't say. He was rather upset about the whole issue. And he was at the store, and I was kind of busy. But he'll be back, and I'll get a little more due diligence done. Yeah, he was he's pretty jacked up about the Chinese.
Well, I got something that's going to jack you up, too. I've been talking to Paul Preston, the president of the New California Movement. And boy, oh boy, what Paul has to say is really interesting. He's saying that we all, well, first of all, let me backtrack. We've all known that Nancy Pelosi had a spy in her midst, her driver from China for 20 years. Let's connect some dots here, Paul. We know now that Pelosi is behind a plot with ex-Governor Jerry Brown to use Bruce Babbitt to shut down California's dams one by one. The only thing that'll grow will be nothing for 2 years. It'll actually be algae. And guess who's bought up the land upon contingency of the dams being taken down? The Chinese. And who was the real estate agent? None other than Bloom, Feinstein's husband. How do you like them apples?
Wow.
Of course, I always wondered, how does one go into the Senate as a millionaire and come out as a multi-billionaire?
Business as usual.
Yeah, no kidding. So I thought you'd find that interesting. What do you take from your sources' frustration with Chinese here, there, and everywhere?
You know, he didn't come right out to say it, but I think they were pretty angry with the government for even letting this happen. And but he had a little gleam in his eye towards the end there. He had kind of a little smirky grin. And he said, we may have some plans for that within the Special Forces community. So, like I said,
Are you serious?
Huh?
Did the number 37,000 ever come up?
No.
Did the term the travelers ever come up?
No.
Okay. What did he mean, in your opinion, that the special forces might have something to say about this?
Well, they're just, it appears by the twinkle in his eye and the smirk on his face that they already had some contingency plans.
What do you think that would be?
I have absolutely no idea. They've got a lot of information on them, Dave.
And he never mentioned any group called the Travelers.
No.
How about killing bankers?
No.
Let me tell you about Josh Coy, you know, the late Josh Coy. Unfortunately, we lost him last year. Josh was working on his story independent of me. And he found that there were special operations forces, most of them ex, and ex-military contractors who were killing mid-level bankers. And he found out that there was a twofold reason. One was revenge for crappy military equipment done by the bankers that was endangering American servicemen. And two, these assassinations were warnings to the global elite. If you try to overtake this government, if you try to take the Constitution down, we're coming for you. Now, I came across the same exact information with different sources than Josh. And some of these guys were connected to the Jade Helm 16 movement. Okay, that's step one, Paul. And this is going to tie back into what you just said. The people doing these killings, like I said, most of them were ex-special ops. They killed one guy in Denver. I can't remember his name now. It was ruled a suicide, but he was shot 8 times with a nail gun in the forehead and the chest. And that was a suicide. That's almost as bad as Vince Foster.
No doubt.
but anyway, the warning was kill mid-level to upper level management, and it serves as a warning to the big boys, don't pull any crap. Now, let me tell you what else has happened. Paul Preston has this information, the president of the New California Movement, and I came across it as well, independent of Paul. The this group. And Paul knew all about this group. In fact, Josh and I did a show on this over 2 years ago, right before the election. And Paul Preston said that these groups are being turned on enemies of Trump. If they move on Trump, assassinate Trump, have a coup against Trump, there'll be nowhere that people like Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer at all will be able to go. I mean, we're talking step out of the limo, boom, right between the eyes. Paul, I'm not kidding. There's too many people have this information, and we've had it now for over 2 years for it not to be real.
Well, I looked in the guy's eyes. It was pretty real to me.
I guarantee you, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll have some more discussions. I guarantee you that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Could this have been a person connected to who gave us the pictures of the UN EMP-proof communications equipment in Wyoming?
No.
Different guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Way different. Yeah. Yeah, that the guy that gave us the pictures is not ex-military.
Okay, all right. This circle of knowledge is growing. So I know you're swinging for the fences on these sources, but do you find they're being tight-lipped?
I've got one that's still underground that... he was gone for about 5 months and popped up and said that they'd been planning for an EMP grid down scenario. And did you see that article about 2 days ago? I put it up at revolutionradio.org where somebody hacked a grid.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't shut it down, huh?
Yeah, it was like kind of like, we can get you anytime we want, so you better do what the hell we want. I mean, that's how I took it.
Yeah, that's how I took it, too.
Yeah, boy. Well, there's something else going on, too. And, Paul, let me tell the story through the back door. And I think it relates to what you're saying. All hell is ready to break loose in California. Trump is an inch away from declaring insurrection, is a place, and he's going to bring in the 101st Airborne. Governor Jerry Brown, who just left office, is complicit in so many law-breaking deals, the Cal exit, everything else associated with that, that he could be a wanted man before long. But I want you to hear this story. There is an ex-basketball coach who used to be my assistant years ago, over 20 years ago. He calls me, and he's like a passive listener, you know, doesn't really go 100 miles an hour into this, but he knows I don't like Jerry Brown, the ex-governor of California. And he said, I got a story for you about Jerry Brown. Okay, and I'm looking at my watch because I'm in a hurry. And he says, Jerry Brown is looking to move. And I thought, okay, tell me something important here. Well, his wife, this guy's wife, is a real estate agent. She is, I think it's the niece of a real big real estate mogul back east. His people are handling Jerry Brown's relocation to Belize. And I'm thinking, Belize. Now, he had no idea what he had. When he said Belize, he had no clue what he was saying, Paul. I mean, he didn't catch the ramification. Just curious, do you catch the ramification?
Yeah, they can't be extradited.
Bingo. Right on the money. I knew you had the answer. Now, this guy didn't have that information when he called me. He just thought it was interesting. As soon as Brown's out of office, you know, he's going to have a home and beliefs that he can run to. Why? Because his fat, you know what, is going to jail. Camp Pendleton troops. I'm getting this from sources. They're training to put down an insurrection in California. They're training, Paul. So I thought...
I don't doubt it for a minute.
Well, I'll give you one other thing that I know. This happened during the campaign of 2016. Hillary and Bill put $2 billion into Dubai, and they have no extradition either. I think they know. that if Trump survives, they're going down.
Well, I've been waiting on that. I mean, even Dr. Michael Savage said, no, it was 6 months ago. He said, you know, the day's coming when we're going to see a lot of Learjets leaving the country. These people are going to be getting out.
I think we're already saying it. But I found this remarkable because this acquaintance of mine had no idea about Belize. None. Zero. And Jerry Brown is in big trouble. A guy named Javier Becerra, too, the Attorney General of California, he's in big trouble, too. He's going to be going down. And Paul Preston has the same exact information as I do. It's interesting when you get confirmation from so many sources. Paul, what else is on your radar screen right now?
I've got a friend. He's been a friend of a couple of years and reads your stuff and my stuff. A good Christian guy, and he just quit his trucking job. He said the buzz in the trucking industry is a credit market, and we talked about this before. They're thinking that credit markets are tight enough where they could go, and the minute the credit marks finally break, trucking stops.
Across the country or just isolated?
No, across the country.
Talk to us about what that would mean.
No food, no gas, no pharmaceuticals, no nothing.
So it's effectively like a grid down scenario.
Basically.
So what's the mechanism for getting the trucks not to run?
Well, the trucking industry runs on credit. The credit marks break, everything stops. And we talked about this over a year ago, and it's just starting. It's got to the trucker community. I mean, they're talking about it on the road and stuff like that. So he's getting ready to find something else to do.
Is this widespread?
Yeah, he's an over the road trucker out all over the country.
Yeah, he
was.
It sounds like it's really widespread, Paul.
What is?
I got the same thing from a trucker also. He told me that many of them are making preparations to go make money in other ways. And I asked him what he meant, and he said, he didn't say anything about credit. What he said is, we're not going to get paid. So I don't know if he's not going to get paid because they can't get to the destination point or what his deal is, but he was really...
If they can't borrow money, they can't pay him.
And who again is deciding that they shouldn't be paid?
I don't know. I just know they're talking about it.
I know that's the big stump question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll give you one more, and I want to get your reaction to this, okay? The story came from Paul Preston, and I've kind of half confirmed it. He talked about this group, and we can explore this more, called the Axis of Unity, and I'm sure you've read my article on them.
Yep.
And the plan now is to turn these people loose in Mexico, not try to challenge the military at the border, but just hit Mexico, take down their grid, and the thinking is you'll have tens of millions coming this way.
Well, that's very evil, but it's a hell of a plan.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, really what to make of this. Do I think it's going to happen? I think it's very possible. Let me ask you another question, too. Have you heard about the Chinese Armada off the east coast of Venezuela?
Yeah.
Tell us what you know about this.
Well, they're there.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. Go back over your answer again, please.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, they're there. I mean, Pompeo, you know, is talking about, you know, going into Venezuela. You know, right now they're you know, it's all over the Western press of this new gentleman called, and they're calling him the real president of Venezuela. So, and Venezuela is trying a lot of money. Into the billions.
Hmm.
So they're not going to let all those refineries and all that oil and everything just hand it over to the Americans. They'll protect that. It's like the mob. You borrowed $100,000, they're going to make sure nothing happens to you unless they do it. So, yeah, this could this could easily start in the beginning blows of World War III.
Some people that I'm reading and talking to believe that we're in a simultaneous Civil War, Revolution, and World War III. Would you weigh in on that, please?
Well, you better talk about shock and I'll do it.
Paul, what's your best guess about where all this is headed? Paul, come back to me here. We're losing your signal. Can you reorient?
Okay. No, I'm sitting still in one spot.
Okay. So, last question. Tell me where you see things going. How bad do you think it's going to get? What are going to be the trigger events? I know you think that things are going to all come apart at the seams, but let's talk about that.
Well, I think they're going to, Gerald Salent, they said it best, when they get in economic trouble, they take you to war.
Where do you think that war will be?
Well, right now, today, it could very easily start with Venezuela and the Chinese armada. But if they get tied up down there, or we get tied up down there, they'll probably go ahead and take Taiwan.
I'm sure. I think there's absolutely no question that'll happen. Let's assume fighting starts in Venezuela. What does China do first?
I don't think they're going to let us in there.
Well,
we've talked about this. All the software in the grid's Chinese. All I got to do is a couple of keystrokes, and we're dark.
Yeah, I hear that, but I don't. It'd be too hard to resurrect. Some people think. Okay, if we go through and attack the Sanchez Paredes drug cartel, which is facilitating a lot of this, and the Axis of Unity, in which these member nations overlap, what do you think we're under Civil War, Revolution, or World War III, or all three? Let's go back to that question. I think that's the best way to put that.
I would. If I was the evil Luciferian overlord, I'd do it.
Okay, so let's spend a little time on solution here. Talk to me about how this... Well, let me back up. What are our options at this point?
Well, I think politically there's none. As of right now, the deep state has got a hold of a whole bunch of stuff. And the first thing Trump should do, he should be sequestered somewhere. Because you don't want him and Pence in the same room anywhere. because if they both go, Pelosi's in the Oval Office, and that'll be a nightmare I can't even imagine. They need to sequester him where nobody can get to him. They can't poison him. They can't shoot him. They can't do anything to him. And he's got to come out with a plan. I think he's got to drop the hammer before all this gets started.
Boy, you raise a lot of good points there before it all gets started. Some people think we're in a cold civil war right now.
Well, we're in a verbal civil war, that's for sure.
How long until the bodies pile up, and what do you think will be the trigger event?
I have no idea. There's too many variables. One of the variables on this government shutdown deal, if the SNAP cards go down, the cities will just erupt.
They'll burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. There's another scenario that I want to throw out at you, and feel free to just be as critical as heck. But you know the TSA is not being paid, and fewer are going to work. Wouldn't that be an opportunity for the deep state to take down an airliner and blame it on Trump's shutdown of the government?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you see a false flag, something like this happening?
Well, we're in the worst false flag dynamics we've ever been in, and I don't think one plane will do it. Two or three, and people will go nuts.
Yeah, it's hard to say how that would unfold, but I can believe. You have to think like they think. Paul, I mean, you and I have been covering this for a long time. You longer than myself. But I've learned to think like they think. And a lot of times I can anticipate their next move. And I'm telling you, this TSA shortage over an unpopular government shutdown, unpopular with the Democrats, this is a prescription for action.
Yeah, I mean, if you shut down air travel, it'll be insane.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, let's stay in touch on this. I appreciate, you know, the segment here and what you gave us. It's certainly stuff to pay attention to and watch out for, and it serves to confirm some of what I already know. But I want to thank you here for joining us on the Common Sense Show. And, Paul, I look forward to having you back again.
Look forward to it. It probably won't be too long.
I'm afraid you're right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are looking at economic trends today, and we're looking at economic trends in terms of what we think you should do and perhaps on what you should avoid. And there's, I'll tell you, I've been covering this stuff for a long time, and I've never seen such volatility. I've never seen such opposing forces that just want to destroy each other. But in this, there's ways to take advantage of the conflicts and the controversy. In every down market, there's an up market. And here to talk to us about all this is Robert Kudla of Trade Genius. And I really can't wait to get started. Bob, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us. And man, there is so much going on right now. Let's start with a rumor. The rumor is that Trump is going to use the shutdown to fund the wall. One, that's not a rumor. But two, the rumor is he likes this prolonged shutdown because he's cutting down on the size of the federal bureaucracy.
Yeah, Dave, and yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of points of conjecture going on here. But yeah, this one was very interesting to me because, you know, this guy plays 3D chess. And whenever these guys think they run him into a corner, he's like, you know, don't you know that I play on multiple levels? And when I saw that, I went ahead and did a little research too, and saw that after 30 days of being out of the workforce, is that then civil servants can be what's called reduction in force. And basically, the furlough goes, could become a permanent thing. And then there's a whole bunch of process and procedures, but literally he could clear out hundreds of thousands of jobs if he wants. At the very least, a lot of the contractors will go away, and he could streamline these organizations that, and at the same time, he clears out all the people who have been doing quote-unquote the resistance. Because a lot of the way this works is that when you have a civil servant job is that you keep your job based on tenure. And so a lot of the young people who've been put into these positions with the Obama administration could get their jobs just wiped away. And, I mean, so he could solve a lot of problems at one time. And then at the very end, he could just say, you know what, I'm having the military build the wall. You know, take me to the Supreme Court that hopefully in a couple of weeks I'll have stacked, you know, with after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, has to leave the court because of her basically incapacitation. So very interesting, very interesting.
It is fascinating. And, he wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, so this does not surprise me in the least. Well, what other trends are going on right now that we should be concerned about?
Yeah, so right now, the central banks did a big U-turn. I think when you and I talked last time, I think our theme was Trump's going to make the central bank, banks blink. And they did. I mean, big time. Not only did they blink, they just said, hey, we're just kidding. You know, we're not, we're gonna hold off on further, rate rises, and we're gonna stop the balance sheet from going higher. And that has just lifted this market into what we call, it's really like a dead cat bounce. It's getting what's called a relief rally. At the same time, the European Central Bank, the Japanese Central Bank, and the Chinese Central Bank have went on basically their internal spending sprees again, and they're pushing in a lot of credit into the market. So, you know, the thing to watch out for now is that we're having a rollover day from the broad market into the commodities. And so, you know, that's why you've been seeing silver and gold and the miners and even the precious metals of platinum and palladium all are moving higher. And I think that's a secular move. So I think that they're all going all in, Dave. There's no way any of these governments are going to say, I'm going to let a Great Depression take me out of my power position. They're going to inflate this away until they basically blow the whole thing up. That's number one. Number two is, as you know, the whole thing with this this whole global warming con job that we've had, they keep getting people looking the wrong way, and they keep telling people we have warm oceans, we have warm this, we have warm that. And the governments in Europe are woefully unprepared for their stockpiles in natural gas. And they're reliant on Russia. And in America, we're producing so much natural gas, it's basically literally, it's coming out of the ground nearly for free. That's much as coming out from all the oil production we have. Well, that should normally crush natural gas prices. But it's been so cold, Dave, that what they're doing now is that we built these export terminals that we're creating compressed natural gas, and we're sending it to Europe at twice the price it's sold here. So we're getting these lifts in natural gas prices, and we're trading those. And you know, we're helping people make money on that, because all we simply do is look at the weather reports. And the weather reports are telling us that there's going to be shortages in natural gas, and these are tradable opportunities for us. But mark my words, on the long-term basis, all this stuff is going up in price because they're going to print so much currency that it's going to be, you're going to be unable to keep the inflation genie in check.
I totally agree. So how do the interest rate hikes of the Fed factor into this, or do they?
Well, since the market has come back so far, is that he may try to do one more interest rate hike, test the water, if you will, and then I think we're done. I've said all along that one and done in 2019, because the market can't absorb the interest rate hikes. Right now, nearly 20% of the S&P cannot produce enough cash to pay their interest charges, which is pretty scary. And so if they keep raising the rates, as these companies have to roll their debt over to accommodate these loans expiring or maturing, is that they're going to come at higher interest rates, and they're going to be unable to meet those higher cash needs. So they have one or two things. They're going to have to either start laying people off or selling assets or going into the markets and what they call selling shares in the market. What that does, all those things reduces the company's long-term profitability, and it brings the stock price down. So I think the Fed's probably close to being done. People are choking on the higher interest rates. They've killed the auto market. They killed the housing market, as you know. And we've talked about that all of last year, that that was going to be the case. And look at in China. I mean, you know, it's not even a U.S. phenomenon. It's in China. They sold 600,000 less cars than they did the year before. I mean, that's mind-boggling. And Germany is going into a recession right now, and they're worried about their auto market having basically a fatal collapse. So I think the rate rise scenario is going to be dead in 2019. That's also going to help gold and silver go much, much, much higher, Dave. And that's where we're telling people, look, those are the opportunities that we're looking at to help people make money in the long run. Uranium, gold miners, silver miners, platinum, palladium, and natural gas is where the money's going to be made in 2019, 2020, regardless of what the economy does.
You mean there's uranium left after what Hillary Clinton did?
That's why it's going up in price, Dave.
I couldn't resist. I could not resist. There's your Russian collusion right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's go through that again. Uranium, and what else is going to be a good buy?
Yeah, so we're looking at the metals and miners, so gold and silver. Uh-huh. And what's happening with the miners is, I don't know if you've noticed, that the two biggest gold miners in the world, Barrick Gold and Newmont Mining, both bought large producers of gold. And now those two have become the two behemoths out there. And so what that means, all the smaller gold and silver miners that are out there that actually have reserves and are producing metal, those guys are going to get acquired. So those are going to be tremendous opportunities for people. In a lot of cases, you're talking maybe 100, 200%, you know, returns at current prices. So we're looking for, whenever we see momentum coming into these names, is we're sharing them with our subscribers and say, hey, take a position in these. At the very least, we're going to get maybe a 10 or 15% pop. If we're lucky and they get acquired, you can make 1 to 2 times your money. So that's number one. Number two, the uranium play is multi-year. China and India are producing 150 new nuclear power plants in the next 5 years. There's not enough uranium being mined or in reserve that can accommodate the need to run these facilities. So they're going to have to start digging like crazy. And so uranium is going to be in a significant shortage going into 2020. So start taking your positions now if you have a longer term time horizon. We're trading in and out of a few of the names right now that, you know, to help people make money. And then you'll see one of these big moves one day and the price will never come back. And then natural gas, we just discussed that. In the United States, natural gas is going for $3 a million cubic feet. In Europe, it goes for $6+. So the oil producers in the United States are producing record amount of oil right now. That's suppressing the oil prices. But the natural gas comes out of the ground with the oil production. So that's keeping the producers, you know, in basically in profitable status. We were always told that, hey, the oil producers are going to have to stop producing because they're producing oil at a loss, but they're getting natural gas so cheap. And then what they're doing is they're compressing it in Louisiana and they're shipping it over to Europe at twice the price. So they're getting a twofer. And what happens then is that they can only store so much, Dave, in the U.S. or in Europe, and you get these cold spells. Look, this European cold spell, Dave, is unprecedented. There are villages in Austria that have 30 feet of snow. You're talking at elevations below like Denver. No. And that now is moving into the central and the northeast. We're going to get a month's worth of cold here. So you see natural gas popping again. In fact, today and yesterday it started popping again. So that's going to be a long-term scenario. We're just going to get these rolling opportunities to trade natural gas. And as commodity prices go up because all the currencies cheapen, well, you know, you got that too. And, you know, and don't forget the cryptocurrencies. I mean, you know, there's a rumor right now that Russia is going to start acquiring a certain amount of Bitcoin as part of their reserve. And I think what they're doing there is they're using it basically as a tweak that knows at the Federal Reserve Systems of the West. You know, basically saying, hey, we won't trade your dollars. We won't be in your banking system, and we'll do our trade with cryptocurrency cross border. So we just obviate the need to deal with your banking and your controls on trade with us. We'll just do it via cryptocurrency and nobody's the wiser. And it makes the dollar not as attractive as a reserve currency. So there is a lot going on. And for those who are paying attention and not listening to the mainstream news, you're going to make a lot of money.
Well, I think that's definitely true. And I think you're just taking advantage of what's up is down, what's down is up, and you're just going opposite and beating the trends. But the bottom line is what you're focusing on is stuff that seems to hold its value over time anyway.
Yeah, you know, we've always been of the opinion that we're getting a great reset. We're going to move from Wall Street to Main Street. We're going to move from financial assets to real assets. Yeah. We're going to move from fake money to real money. You know, we're going to be moving from a progressive environment to a populist environment. All of things have been happening. And you and I don't know how long we've been talking to each other, maybe 18 months. This has been the theme that I've always shared with you. And it's coming before our eyes. It's being fought at every single level possible. But they can't win it because, you know, look, people are done. You know, you've seen what's happening in France, you know, and in India. 200 million workers went on strike, Dave, last week. 200 million, you know, because what's happening is that the governments have become so entrenched in people's lives, and they have such an overreach, and they've overspent so much that it's to the point where it's starting to affect people's daily living. And I've always told my family, things don't matter till they matter. And in France, that last gas tax mattered. In India, that last piece of bureaucracy, whatever they did mattered to them. In Britain, Brexit matters. In the United States, Trump mattered. And these things are just starting to. And in Brazil, they flipped the progressive out and put a populist in. You know, so it's happening worldwide. And so these trends are secular. This is the next 70 years kind of stuff, Dave. And the things that we've been talking about and what you've been doing, you're at the forefront of this, the vanguard of this. And the people that are early on this stuff are going to make the most money. The people who are unprepared are going to be totally, totally in big trouble.
I've seen a lot of evidence of that. You know, I got a question about the Federal Reserve. As we've mentioned before, they are creating their own cryptocurrency this year. Do you make anything of that with regard to what you're talking about?
You know, that's going to be their way of trying to force everybody into a cashless environment and an environment where you can track people. One of the things, the misnomers about cryptocurrency is that it's anonymous. It's not. It's pseudonymous. So, you know, it just takes a good detective to finally figure out who's who. And so what they're trying to do is once they do that, is that then you got politics into your every day of your life. Similar to what China's doing with their social score, you know, that the Federal Reserve now, the banks now, you become enslaved to them. So if they do come out with that, they'll start it off voluntarily, but just keep an eye on that. That's definitely mark of the beast kind of stuff.
No, look, and I totally agree with you. But I'm also wondering, too, is there a secondary motive for the Federal Reserve to create cryptocurrency? Are they looking for a safe haven because they'd rather crash the dollar than let Trump get reelected?
Yeah, I think that's why the central banks around the world are increasing credit, because they're trying to make our stock market look good so our Federal Reserve will start trying to raise rates again and have that crash Trump. Look, these guys, they know the current currencies are done. And so they're going to create something that's going to be outside of the banking system so that they have an ability to trade or provide credit when this thing's all over. One of the things that people don't realize, the United States have already had 4 defaults on its money. You know, it just doesn't look like that to people. But this last one's going to be pretty incredible. I just don't know what they're going to use to collateralize it. However, I do know over the last 10 years, the central banks have been buying gold like crazy. And JP Morgan is the largest holder of silver in the world. I think they have like 54 million ounces or something like that. And they're constantly acquiring. So they know something's up. And the only thing they can do, they have to pledge something real, Dave. So I don't know what they're going to use. But yeah, they're going to get it together, you know, but the people aren't going to accept it. They're going to have to be forced to accept it, I think.
Well, I'm not going to accept it, that's for sure. You help people avoid these deceptive trends, don't you?
Yeah, so, you know, what we do, you know, of all this, you know, I'm fascinated by all this stuff, but at the end of the day, news to me simply confirms what we're seeing in the charts. And so you can simply see it, you know, with the with what they call money flow indicators and momentum indicators. You see where the money's starting to flow in. Look, there's people have inside information. And you know, I'll give you an example. Today, the market was kind of drifting down all day, and all of a sudden, about 11:30 Pacific time today, the market started doing something unusual. Well, 10 minutes later, we found out there was a tariff, you know, breakthrough rumor. But somebody knew that for 10 minutes before it happened. And so we noted that our indicators won't turn to buy on a short-term basis, and we're like, ah, oh, that's interesting. And I'm sorry, I forgot to turn off my client. But they, what happened then is that it shot the market up. And then we told people, okay, we're going to get a reversal of this. And our indicator told us the same thing. And again, so people that were following our signals that we give them as part of the service, depending on what level you buy, is that they were able to trade that long and they were able to trade that short. And in fact, the money they could have made just in 1 hour would have paid for a year's worth of the service. So those are the things that we do. I have no idea. I don't watch the news during the trading day. It's just that we could see things happening within the charts. And that's what we help people do. Don't watch the news. Watch what the traders are doing. They'll tell you ahead of time. And then you can just hop on and hop off. And that's how you make money in this market. And that's what we do, and we help people. And it's very simple. It's very simple signals. It says buy and sell.
Yeah, well, that is easy. Yeah, I mean, well, I'll refrain from any intelligence comments. But I do agree. It's as simple as it gets. You know what I'm left wondering here? Are the escape hatches that you put people into when things are down and you find the up market, are those artificially created by the people running the system so they can jump into the same cubby hole and make money?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Whenever you see a move like we saw today where they just push the market really high towards an end of a trend, they're creating a market for themselves to basically to turn the car around. we know we call these like cul-de-sacs, right? They're what's called stop runs. And so they could turn around and go the other way while everybody else drives into the house. And so, so that's exactly what they do. And we can see it because we're watching it because we have what's called channel bumpers on our charts too. So whenever the channel bumpers meet a buy signal or a channel bumper meets a sell signal, it catches our attention. And those trades tend to end up being very, very profitable for people. In fact, I threw you a couple charts of just since the last time we talked, two of our bigger trades that we've done. And you can just see it on the chart itself where it shows the buy signal. It shows where we took the trades and where we hopped off. So, you know, it's very, very mathematical for us. And it's semi-mechanical. We just basically take the emotion out of it.
It's great ideas. And tell people how they can jump on board here, because I've got people in my audience. I know they're doing well. And let's spread the word here. How can people take advantage of this and start making money?
Yeah, so then go to tradelikeagenius.com. We put some specials together for your people, Dave, till 21st of June. And so we put bundles together based on if you like to trade the stock market.
Let me do a little correction here. You mean the 21st of January?
Yeah, January. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. And 21st of January. And so you can get bundles if you like to trade the stock market, or if you'd like to trade the binary option market or the cryptocurrency market. And we have beginner level, we have an advanced level, and then we have coaching and training packages, the whole nine yards. So there's some really good tools for people and some really good ways for people to make money, regardless of your expertise level and regardless of how much capital that you have. And that way, and we're in the chat rooms. We have chat rooms running 24/7, and we're in those always during the trading day. And the cryptocurrencies, people are in and out of those all day long because they trade 24/7. So it's the 21st of January. You get bundles. We pre-discounted them for your people, Dave. And they're great prices. And like I said, some of the trades that we've just been putting on would pay for a year's worth of the service in one or two trades. So we priced it for people to succeed.
That sounds terrific, Bob. Again, the address to go to is tradelikeagenius.com. I love that name. I love that title. It's awesome. Well, Bob, it's always great to have you on, and we appreciate you sharing your observations and expertise with us. And I'll tell you, I really appreciate you letting us make money. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, thank you. There's a bull market always somewhere, and I think 2019, we're going to have a lot of content to talk about, Dave. So I appreciate you always having me on the phone.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Good having you on. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Kudla, Trade Genius, and you got until the 21st to take advantage of that deal at tradelikeagenius.com. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dave. We'll be right back.